Hello, this is Millis. Pam
Good
speaking.
morning, it's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am always fantastic. Taking advantage of a Monday where you guys are open. My goodness.
Yes.
Is Jim in?
Yes, he is.
Could I chat with him real quick?
I'll hand you on over to him.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah, of course. You're welcome.
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, it's Garrett. How are you?
Good, Garrett. How are you doing?
Doing well. Taking advantage of you in on a Monday. I feel special.
Yeah. Last chance for a while.
Oh, my gosh. You going to be gone for, was it next week? You guys closing up, or you just gone for Saturday?
No. We're closed on Saturday, back to our normal Tuesday to Saturday hours after that.
Okay.
I'll be here next week, Tuesday to Saturday, and then in the following week, I think we're taking a family trip northern Minnesota for 5 days. We'll be on Monday to Friday.
Good for you guys. Good for you. But the store will still be open, right?
Yeah, store will be open. We'll be missing a few couple folks, but
that's okay.
Yeah,
you'll
quiet down
out
a little bit after the holiday for us. We have our town does a festival. We got a whole carnival that sets up on Wednesday, and there's a big parade on Saturday and a fireworks show. So,
and that does nothing for business.
Big summer holiday.
Yeah.
It brings a lot of people to town, so we do okay with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we
good.
On Saturday. Yeah, it's a biz. We're a lakes destination area, so everyone that's got a lake place is hosting people this week, and I think a lot of folks will take either the whole week off or at least this, you know, a couple of days around the forest at either side of it. So that usually does fairly well for us. A lot of folks that are only in the area, you know, if mom and dad are back here, they come back for the holiday, they stop in. Like our Thursday and Friday already are pretty swamped with appointments and things. So.
Oh, good. I mean,
yeah,
even right before
goes well.
Right before Thanksgiving. My gosh, I'm already ahead of myself. Right before the 4th.
Yeah.
That's killer. I mean,
yeah,
and again,
I don't know that it'll be a lot of big sales stuff. We've got a few people that are making appointments because, again, they're coming to see mom and dad, and they want to get their rings. They want to, you know, get some projects done. But a lot of it's just, hey, can we clean and polish this, or can I get an updated appraisal on that, you know, as long as I'm in town?
A lot of work.
Too.
A lot of work, maybe not a lot of
stuff. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's huge. I mean it's a hell of a lot better than what a lot of my other jewelers either just close up shop for the next week and a half, and that always kills me. But the big players, they're open. You know, the stores aren't going to shut down for more than the day. They'll be closed on Saturday, but a lot of people sing the blues this time of year because, like, oh, it's the 4th, it's really slow. There's actually quite a bit of business happening right now. I'm surprised that this week is so busy, and I'm not, what do they say? I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, right? I'm just going to, you know, not going to ask questions. So just roll with it.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I did find two potential replacements for your round.
Yeah.
A 220 cushion, HVS2, and a 3-carat radiant, ISI2.
Can you send me, do you have images of them?
Oh, yeah. I can send you the image. Do you want me to text them to you?
Just shoot an email over. It'll be easier.
Shoot an email? All right, perfect. And then did your customer come in for the 5-carat last week?
Yes. She stopped in on Friday, and she wants bigger. We have a 8-carat in stock, and she goes, I like this size. And we showed her the price. She goes, yeah, looks good.
Oh, okay. Well, congrats.
Sorry. I have a white gold. Well, I have a white gold 8-carat. So if you got a yellow gold 8-carat.
Oh,
carat,
shit.
Otherwise, I'm on the look for a yellow gold 8-carat bracelet.
Oh.
Seven to 8-carat. So.
7 to 8.
It's not pressing, but I think it'd be pretty quick deal. I'm not super excited about it. Like I said, I got to take this other one back in trade. So I'll be about break even on the deal when it's all said and done, but or worse. But if something comes up, a 7 to 8 carat yellow gold 4-prong, nice solid mounting line bracelet. Keep me in mind.
I have one. I have one. I have a 7. It's actually GHVS2.
What's the price on that?
77. Not terribly different than what's the other one I sent? 6. This is 77.
Yeah. Why don't you send it if you don't mind?
No, not at all.
Candidate.
Yeah, and then I will. Yeah. I'll look for an 8, but I might have an 8 in New York. So, but I'll send you the information on these. These other, because I think they're smart replacements. Even the 3-carat, I know you mentioned, not terrible call for it, but like, it's a lot of diamond for not much more money than what the 250 is. But the 220 HVS2, now that's a much more reasonable, it's a much more reasonable ask. You sell more 2-carats, you know. This is a little bit bigger. It's a rectangular cushion.
More potential
even,
customers there.
But even if it doesn't go, you get trade on this one too. So it's 6 and 1 half a dozen the other. It's smarter than the 250 you have, if that makes sense. So, because that's in duplicity.
Yeah, for sure.
But, all right, keep an eye open for that email, and I'll get you I'll get you this bracelet, hopefully an 8, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Yep.
Bye-bye.